Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. Tom, once again for that monthly cattle on feed report. Just about any pre-estimate report you looked at, look for an increase. One we had here on feed, 107.5%. This is estimates. Placements, 116.9% year-ago levels, but marketing's 96.3%. How did we actually end up from the USDA, sir?
Well, based off of your average estimate guesses you just gave, Ed, the only thing that was friendly was the marketings came in higher, but the negative side was the on-feed and placement numbers also came in higher. We are looking at on-feed 8% above a year ago. That gives us an on-feed number of 10.626 million head. We saw increases in Texas of 13% over a year ago, Kansas 7% more, and Nebraska 1% more on-feed. This is the third largest August on feed in the past 16 years. Now, when you look at this compared to the average, it's 8.5% above the three-year average, 5.2% above the five-year average. So this is a bearish on feed number. We continue to see our on feed numbers show increases over a year ago. This is 15 straight months, a year-over-year increases on the on feed number. The placement numbers, second month in a row of huge placements. All this is tied to the heat and the drought that has taken place in the southern plains, bringing cattle off grass early and causing liquidation to take place in many places also. The placements came in at 22% over a year ago. We placed 2.153 million head of cattle in the feed yards, with Texas placing 56% more than a year ago, Kansas 16%, and Nebraska 5% more. When you look at the weight breakdown of the placements under 600-pound category, saw a 50.6% increase over a year ago, 600 to 690-pound, 32.8% increase over a year ago, 700 to 799-pound, 11.2% increase over a year ago, and over 800-pounders, 5.9% more than a year ago. This is the largest July placement in 16 years. That goes back to when we reconfigured the cattle and feed reports. This is the first time we've been over 2 million head since back in October of 2010, and the first time ever July has been over 2 million head. So a very negative placement number and on-feed number. The marketing was one thing. Oh, I also forgot to add, when you look at the placement numbers, we are 22.5% above the three-year average and 21.6% above the five-year average. When you look at the marketing number, it was a little more friendly than what the trade was looking for, but only even with a year ago at 1.908 million head. That's 100% of a year ago. Kansas saw a decrease of 9%, Texas down 1%, but Nebraska was up 4% on their marketing. No matter how you look at this, even though it was not a huge surprise to the trade, it was still larger than the trade's estimate. It did not exceed the top end of the estimate, but it is still a price bearish report, which will make it tough for these cattle to rebound in the near term. But the thing is, we are placing cattle so much further ahead of normal, we will have holes down the road, as we're going to see placement numbers get smaller down the road, and we'll eventually start seeing these on-feed numbers get smaller down the road. But we're still going to have to work our way through all these large on-feed numbers, and this will also be price-friendly to the corn market. That means we have more cattle on feed right now that need to be fed, and whether it's corn or a mixture of corn and wheat that we're starting to see more in our rations right now. So look for Monday, a move to the downside in our cattle markets.